Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:30 British summer time. Well, another interesting day here today. The primary thing to talk about, I think, is the little bit of weakness that we've seen in the dollar today. I'm just pulling up the dollar index as we speak, and it's just finding a bit of support there at 84. And I was on the phone to David earlier, and he was asking me, did it look like it was consolidating just underneath the high, or did it look like it was topping out? And I think that it is probably consolidating, provided, of course, it maintains that 84 level. The reason that I mention 84 is, one, because it's a round number, and it was an area of resistance on the way up back in January. Then, just last week, we saw that on 2 days, those were the 31st and the 1st of April, so the week before last, we had two intraday lows, and both times it came back up above that level, and 84 seemed to be quite a good level, and the low of the day today was quite close to it. So I would say that this is still a dollar consolidation. If it stays above 84, if it closes below there in any kind of meaningful way, we might see this as the end of the dollar rally. But as it is today, it's down 28 or 0.28 at 84.12. That means that some of the metals have had quite a little boost. Of note, you have copper, where I posted the chart today, and copper is currently sitting at 152.50. That's up $1.75. Lead, which also has a backwardation, the front month has just slipped below 1,000, but it is now at 9.99, and the 3 month is at 9.70. So there's still quite a big backwardation there. That's tightened up just in the last couple of hours. It was as much as 29 earlier on today, and the high of the day on the front month is 1,005. Silver is another metal that really has had a good day, and this does mean that some of David's sell orders will have been hit today. The July silver is currently sitting at 7:30, and he had sell orders in at 7:20 and above 7:20, so he's definitely made at least one sale and possibly two above this at this levels. Are at these levels, and I'll find out from him when I go visit him tomorrow morning. So those are the two sort of main things that David was looking at. I'll just pull up the dollar yen just to round out the sort of the personal portfolio section, and dollar yen is currently sitting at 107.71, and that's below the 108 level. It's not so much of a dynamic, it's not any bigger a move than we've seen over the last 5 or 6 days, where to get any bigger that would be going into dynamic territory. But we'll have to see what happens tomorrow. Again, this is just the play on whether this is a consolidation or a reversal of the dollar's uptrend in the shorter term. Moving into the stock markets, and the US at the moment, having been down earlier in the session, is now marginally up. The Dow Jones is up 9 at 10,470. The S&P is up just 1 point at 1182, and the Nasdaq is down 2.5 at 1996. So these stock markets really bouncing along the bottom of the ranges at the moment. Europe has also been very more or less steady, not doing a whole pile. A lot of these indices, when you look at the charts, what it looks like is that they came down from a high on Friday, opened down, but are moving up into the end of the session. But a lot of them are still down on the day. The only ones that are up are the S&P MIB, which is up 40, which is 0.1%, and the OMX, which is up 1.2, which is 0.151%. Now, the Nikkei did get hit quite badly last night, and that was down over 1% last night at down 129.1. That's at 11,745. That does constitute a bit of a dynamic on the downside, and we may well see it come back down to 11,600 and maybe find a little bit of support there. So this may not be the time it's going to break through 12,000. Of course, if we see a countermanding dynamic in the opposite direction, then we'd almost certainly take out 12,000. So in the short term, it does look like it's going down, but probably in the medium to long term, it will take out the 12,000 level, which it is having quite a bit of difficulty and serious roundophobia with. Then there's also the SET index, which put in another dynamic on the upside today, which is much more encouraging, because that one that it put in right on the first was very encouraging and then didn't do anything at all. Well, it's put in two consecutive days on the upside now. It's up 10.5 yesterday, so that's 694. It's still below the high of that last dynamic on the first, but it is looking much better. It does look like that this is real support in this area, and that we will see it move up from here. So that's relatively good news. On the other hand, the Sensex index was down today. Just pulling up the chart now, and it was down 82 at 6,397. There should be some support at the low from about 10 days ago, that's at 6,340, but below that, the next support is at 6,000. That's really starting to turn into quite a rangy kind of pattern. If it does find support at 6,000, then we may see another rally up to 6,500, something like that. But that's something we'll see when that happens. And just a little bit more on the commodities. Oil was weak in here again today. It's currently sitting at 52.80 on the front month. That's, sorry, let me be a little more specific on May. And that has made a lower low in here today. At the moment at 52.80, it is pretty much at where the low was back at the end of March on the 30th. So it does look like it's going to go down and test $50. But none of these are really. There was something like a dynamic 3 days ago, but none of the moves that we've seen over the last 2 days have really constituted anything like a dynamic. So it's going down relatively slowly, and chances are we'll find some support at 50 before we get another rally. Just to bear in mind, this has been down nearly 6 days in a row now, and it's still at 52.85. So that is still an enormously elevated level for oil, but I think the chances are we're going to get probably new highs in the medium-term future, but not before we see some small correction here. I think that heating oil and gasoline probably have a little bit more downside pressure on them. I'm just looking at the heating oil contract now, and there should perhaps be some support at 140 before we see a little bit of an upside. It is becoming quite short-term oversold at the moment. So we'll see what happens there. Sugar and coffee, Arabica coffee, both have had fairly hard days in here today. You'll see the sugar charts that posted on the website with the front month, and now at 8:35, little bit of support at 8:20. But this is turning into quite a rangy kind of pattern. It does seem to have broken the rising progression of higher lows. Sorry, so that does not look particularly good for sugar in the short term. And Arabica coffee has also broken its uptrend. Having gone through 120 on Friday, it's down again here today at down 3.35 at 113.50. So there might be some support around 110 for it, but the next support after that would be 100. This could be a bit more of a medium-term correction rather than a short-term correction. And of course, coffee has had a very good run of it up until now. And the last thing I want to bring up is the treasuries, and they're currently sitting at 112 even. So they've come right back up to that what's turning out to be a short-term resistance level at 112. Were it to break through that, we might see a test of the sort of medium-term highs at 114, but it doesn't seem to be able to break through that 112 just yet, and we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. But overall, this is very much a broad topping out sort of pattern in our view, and at the moment it is very much range trading. If we do see these treasuries rally back up, that will take a little bit of pressure off of the stock markets, which would be good for a lot of the emerging markets. There is definitely more downside than upside for a lot of the stock markets, so it really is only a matter of time before we see some lower lows coming in here. But of course, that could take anything up to 6 months to a year. At the moment, we do seem to be in a bit of a ranging environment, one which is notoriously difficult to make money in. Anyway, just to finish up with an update on how David is doing. His color has returned really much stronger, and he's walking around now, and he told me that yesterday he was up and down the stairs, being an exercise junkie. I don't think that he could keep himself in bed any longer than was absolutely needed. But he does have this infection on the wound, and he's just waiting for that to clear up, and they won't discharge him until that does start to clear itself up. So he may well be in hospital until the end of the week. Hopefully, out over the weekend sometime. But we'll see. And he is just very thankful for all of the emails and all the well wishes that everyone has been sending in. And it really has brightened his mood no end. And with that in mind, thank you very much, and have a good week. Oh, sorry, have a good night.